Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by USAA, proud to support the Navy football team, by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, and by CarQuest. With well over a 500,000 items available, CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. It's great to have you with us. It's finally time to count down to the Army-Navy game, presented by USAA, December the 12th in Philadelphia. We'll get the thoughts of head coach Ken Niumatalolo, defensive captain Bernie Serra, as the Mids get set for their big game with their arch rivals. We'll also examine the seven-game winning streak now for the Navy men's basketball team. And six of those wins have come away from Annapolis. In fact, they've yet to lose away from Annapolis so far this year. But a big road test upcoming now as they'll head to Hawaii on Pearl Harbor Day to take on the University of Oregon in a nationally televised contest on Fox Sports 1. When we return, though, we'll talk with Navy head football coach and the co-coach of the year in the American Athletic Conference, Ken Niumatalolo. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Navy Federal member Heather Lanning can tell the difference between babesiosis and Plasmodium falciparum practically with her eyes closed.
I know my parasites.
When it comes to PMI and PITI payments on home mortgages, she's a little less sure-footed.
There's a difference?
Helping people stay healthy is Heather's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our mortgage loans can be 100% financed with no money down and no PMI. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more and be good with money. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart, three bros are about to become more than just a bunch of couch brotatoes.
Hi!
The energizing blast of Dew and Juice is entering their mouths. Soon they'll be sliding across the dance floor as if it was strewn with appeals of bro-nanas. Then this trio of bromios will recite sweet broetry into the ears of any dame that will listen. These guys are professionals.
Let's do this.
We're coming, world!
It all starts with a kick. Mountain Dew Kickstart, with Dew, Juice, and just the right amount of kick. Now available in six flavors that taste good.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for their arch rivals from West Point, and enough time with this extra week in here to decompress from the goal you were trying to achieve last Friday to allow the guys to get back focused on the next goal at hand, which comes up next Saturday.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It was hard. It was hard to get over the Houston deal, you know, but our guys have recognized that this is going to give us 2 weeks to get ready for Army, and any kind of lingering, you know, disappointment you have, it's easy to get over it recognizing who's next.
Certainly leading up to that, rest, recuperation, things you've stressed all year. How do you balance what you have to do over these next, now less than 14 days to make sure you get that rest and recuperation and at your peak and ready to go on December 12th?
That's a great question because, we only practiced three times for Houston. It made me think, should we have practiced twice? You know what I mean? Because we didn't have our legs, but then you're all waiting. Two practices, can you get ready? But our our thought process is, you know, give the weekends off where they can recover. We'll practice Monday through Friday with shorter practices, short physical practices, because we got to get ready, and then kind of have a balance because of the shortness of the practice and the weekend to kind of recover a little bit.
I know, as much as you want to look at, obviously, the key mistakes you all made, but is that one of those cases, too, where you just tip your cap to Houston and they made every play they had to make?
I just wish we had our legs a little bit better. You know, it was the first game I thought, Pete, this year we looked slow.
Yeah.
We looked sluggish. But with that said, Ward was pretty good. You know what I mean? It's like some of the plays and catches that these guys made, you just like you said, you kind of tip your hat. But I thought our kids battled, you know, and I was just, I told somebody, maybe I told you guys after the game, that I thought last week might have been one of Keenan's better football games. I mean, we're battling back against a team that we're having a hard time stopping, and he kept us in the game. You know, I made some unbelievable throws, and so we just got to continue to keep battling, and hopefully hopefully our plan is good enough that we got some rest and we're ready to go.
All you have to do is look at the history of this rivalry. Records have meant nothing pretty much throughout that. Is that an easy sell factor for your players who have achieved so much this year, but know the opponent, this is really their Super Bowl coming up on December 12th?
Maybe the younger guys, you know, who haven't experienced this, but the older guys understand, and they won't let them forget. And so already at practice yesterday, I could see some of the demeanor of the older guys, just, you know, helping the younger guys to stay focused. And it's like you said, any kind of disappointment from Houston, as soon as you realize the next game is that one, you throw all that, it's easy to start getting recuperated and getting refocused on the task at hand.
And you've seen from them throughout the year. I mean, they've been in a ton of football games. They've not only run the ball, but it seems like they've made a big throw when they've had to. What kind of challenge does that present? Because, you know, that's a team that's not going to stop for 60 minutes either.
They're us. I mean, they're a team that, you know, on both sides of the ball do what we do. They're an option team that plays an off front. Their kids are going to be tough as nails and work hard. I mean, and so we recognize that we're going to be playing guys like us that aren't going to back down. They're going to give it their all. That are disciplined, tough, hard-nosed kids. And so we recognize this is going to be a huge task for us.
Is this as good a locker room leadership as you've had in your time here?
Of the best. I mean, just even as I rode up with Bernie and Keenan, just talking to them, it's been so easy for me to coach this year because the culture and the standard has been set by those two guys. They've set the standard, and I've just kind of tailored my stuff after what they've done. But when your best two players are the hardest workers, I mean, it's easy to follow suit. Because the guys that don't follow suit stick out like a sore thumb. You know what I mean? And so, when they say something, believe me, it carries a lot more weight than I do.
Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Pete.
Leadership inside the locker room is something that only the good teams have. The Mids have it with Keenan Reynolds and Bernie Serra. When we return on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, we'll talk with Navy's defensive captain out of the state of Pennsylvania, a state that certainly means a lot in terms of high school football, and Bernie Serra, a guy ready to compete to the bitter end here against Army, and then for the Mids in the Military Bowl with two games remaining for an amazing senior class that has come through Annapolis. We'll talk with Bernie when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. For Bernie Serra and Keenan Reynolds, Kenny Amatalolo has said they have provided some terrific leadership for this Navy football team, and nothing more frustrating for the Mids than the way they played against Houston, where the conference championship berth was on the line, and they came up short of their goal. And Bernie Serra and Keenan Reynolds this week, no doubt, a tough job. Get their team focused, ready to go for football, because for Army, it is their bowl game. There will be no other football game for the Army senior class after this week. But for Navy, the Military Bowl is still out there. So for Bernie and Keenan, getting the team ready to play this week has been a great internal challenge. And I had a chance to sit down with Bernie Serra at Army-Navy Media Luncheon in Philadelphia and get his thoughts on the work that he and Keenan had to do this week to get their team focused and ready to play again.
What challenges have there been for you and Keenan this week? Because you all put so much effort into trying to win that conference championship. Now you have less than 2 weeks to get ready for your arch rival, which, you know, means every bit as much, if not more, to this institution coming up this week. What are the challenges you and Keenan have had to make sure everybody gets back and focused and ready to go?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, we put a lot into last week. Pretty disappointing loss with the Houston game. Yeah, so when we came in Monday, yeah, you could still tell there's some guys that are kind of down, upset, you know. So, you know, we were down a little bit, so we had to make sure, you know, right when we were able to adjust the team, we said, you know, forget about Houston, you know, it's done, wipe it out of your head, because, you know, we still have a lot more to play for, and you know, so we had to make sure we got our energy out, make sure, you know, practice, we weren't dragging around, and make sure, you know, we're having some crisp, you know, electric practices, you know, with our preparation for Army.
Is that part of that fine line where you want guys to be disappointed because you want them to care about winning and losing, but at the same time, you know, hey, there's still more to go ahead. What is that fine line like as a leader, because you and Keenan are two guys that can set the tone on the field now in practice for this?
Yeah, you know, I love our team, very proud of them, and, you know, they put so much into it. That's where the disappointment fell, but, you know, instead of it being like, you know, sadness, mourning, you know, we just want to turn it into hunger, you know, and kind of use it to our advantage. So, you know, we just make sure me and Keenan, you know, the seniors, you know, once we hit the practice field yesterday, that, you know, energy was up and we were, you know, flying around, you know, with some excitement, getting ready for Army.
What is this game like? You've been through it now. You all have continued to win it. How do you make sure you compartmentalize this as the next Army game and make sure guys don't realize, you know, hey, those 13 in a row, I mean, absolutely nothing heading into this game.
Exactly. I mean, that's, you know, Monday when we were addressing the team, that was one of our big points. Like, you know, people were going to, you know, talk about the streak. You know, some people might say, oh, you know, you better win because you have, you know, throw all that out. You know, it's going to be a tough game. It always is. You know, throw the records out, throw everything out. You know, it starts today with our preparation. You know, it started yesterday. You know, we got to take another step today with practice. And, you know, it's all going to come down to, you know, who prepares better and who can be more dialed in and, you know, block out the outside distractions and, you know, just focus on playing between the lines.
As a nose guard primarily, is this the kind of game that you guys thrive on? Because, you know, there's going to be a lot of running. You know, it's going to be very physical throughout, and you have a chance to really impact the game coming up this week.
For sure. You know, a lot of teams we've been playing these last couple weeks have been more, you know, spread, you know, throw it out, stretches, stuff like that. You know, triple option football, I mean, one of the probably the main components of it for success, you know, is the center nose guard matchup. You know, who can win that matchup? And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, I can contribute to our win by, you know, just playing a good game and stopping the run a little bit.
You look forward to that kind of physicality?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you'll definitely be more sore. It's a tougher game, but, you know, over the years, you know, you kind of just embrace it. And you kind of get breeded for that game. You know, that's whenever you first come in freshman year, you learn how to play the triple option. So, this is what we know. This is what we learned. So we're excited to get out there and play it.
As the captain of the defense, have you been excited about how physical your defense has been willing to be all season long?
Yeah, super proud of the guys. You know, always set high expectations, but they've definitely exceeded my expectations for the defense this year. Super proud of the way our seniors have taken leadership roles for the young guys, and I'm super proud of the way a lot of the young guys have stepped up and exceeded expectations for themselves this year. And, you know, across the board, just many cases of that, I think that's contributed to our success. And, you know, we've been playing some good defense, still got a couple more opportunities to, you know, shout out and finish strong.
What type of legacy are you, Keenan, and the rest of the seniors hoping to leave with this football program?
Yeah, you know, wins are important, but I think, you know, what I'm more excited about leaving, just kind of the culture and the culture that we've created here at Navy, and the, you know, through, you know, setting standards and through our vision and through our goals, we've been able to do some good things. I'm hoping, you know, that just becomes, becomes the Navy way, and each class for years to come tries to mimic and raise the bar for what we've done this year.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck against the Black Knights.
Thank you.
Been a solid senior campaign for Bernie Serra. 33 tackles on the year, 3 for a loss, a fumble recovery as well for the midshipman. And certainly he is going to have a chance to single-handedly affect the game coming up against the Black Knights and their rushing attack. Army wants to run it first, that's for sure, as we'll see if they can have some success against what Dale Pearson says is the best trio they've ever had up front with Bernie Serra, Will Anthony, and Amos Mason. When we come back, we'll check in on the Navy men's basketball team. 7 wins in a row as they beat Penn on Wednesday, 65-59. They get set now to travel to Hawaii to take on Oregon at the Pearl Harbor Classic coming up on Monday. That'll be a 9:45 start from Honolulu. We'll come back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. We'll be back in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Buffalo Wild Wings Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of 3 grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, 1 entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then Carquest Auto Parts is for you. If you prefer musty garage to new car smell, then Carquest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then Carquest is for you. Carquest is for those who really know and care about their car. With well over 500,000 available parts, Carquest is serious auto parts. Visit Carquest.com.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. It's all brought to you by the good folks of the Navy Federal Credit Union. And for Navy men's basketball, it's been a team that's been on the road a lot here of late in the midst of a 7-game stretch where they're away from home. They have now been victorious in 5 straight contests away from Alumni Hall. They got a home win against Goucher in between road win at USC Upstate. And for Ed DeCellis' club now, it's an opportunity to go to Hawaii on Monday, Pearl Harbor Classic, take on the University of Oregon and try to make an even bigger name for itself. But, you know, after beating Penn on Wednesday night, 65-59, Mids now sit at 7-2, winners of 7 straight games overall. This week I had a chance to ask head coach Ed DeCellis just why the success away from home.
I think, we played pretty well, and we're scoring the ball, and that's important. I think defensively, I think we're playing pretty solid defense, and we're rebounding the basketball, and we're scoring the ball, and we're making some timely shots. I think that's really important. Our 2 sophomores have played really well for Sean Anderson and Jace Hogan off the bench. We're bringing him off the bench, and those 2 guys have really been really solid for us during this stretch run, and both averaging 14, 15, 16 points a game. And when you can build around that, Pete, that's pretty special.
Right now, you guys, as you mentioned, you've scored the basketball. Have you done it enough now where you can almost look at it as a benchmark that, hey, if we get between 60 and 70 points, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win most nights?
Well, I think so. You have to get to that 60 marks, and if you can do that, then you're going to allow yourself a chance to win, unless you are just unbelievable defensively. And we are one of the better teams in the country, as I read defensively. numbers wise, but you know, as a coach, you're never satisfied. I think we got a lot of work to do there. But you know, you have to be able to score in this game, and when you can't score, it's really, really hard to win games.
You've played enough games now. Any sense of any difference with a couple of the new rules now out there?
Well, I think the hand check, you know, there's a lot of free throws down in Greensboro. There's a lot of body fouls, a lot of hand checks. So we've tried to work just that on yesterday. Monday we gave the kids off after that, you know, 4 games in 5 days, and had a walkthrough on Monday. So yesterday we practiced, Pete, and tried to work on guarding the ball with our hands up and out, and you know, because it's a point of emphasis, and you know, I think we're fouling too much.
It's fouled down the stretch. Antonio Woods, though, 50% shooter, was the guy that kept fouling. He kept missing. The Mids pulled away from the 59 all tie to win by a count of 65-59. Oregon and then VMI on the road the following Saturday. That means Ed DeCellis matches up with his former assistant Dan Earl, now coaching at VMI, before the Mids return home on December the 14th against USC Upstate. They'll also be home on December 22nd against Furman. Stephanie Pepper's women's team, with back-to-back overtime losses to Colorado State and LIU Brooklyn, they're at the Palestra on Saturday, taking on the University of Pennsylvania. We'll head back to Philly on Saturday for a 2 p.m. tip, bring it to you on the Navy Radio Network, before heading back to Philly next Saturday for the Army-Navy game, the 116th edition, 86th in the city of Philadelphia. Mids and Army at 3 o'clock will be on the air on December the 12th at 2:08 in the afternoon, from Philadelphia for the Army-Navy Classic. We'll come back with more of this Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up next week, it's the last installment of the Ken Niumatalolo Navy Football Coaches Luncheon. We'll be at the Admiral Lawrence Enroom Tuesday, 11:30. Our final conversation with Coach leading up to the game with the Black Knights of Army. Omar Nelson joins me for all the action on Tuesday. $25 get you in, get you a great lunch, and a chance for you to shake hands and have a conversation with the head coach of Navy football. Mids and Army for the 116th edition, brought to you by USAA, coming up on Saturday, December the 12th. Up on the yard coming up this weekend, it'll be a couple of outstanding events. Squash going up against Dartmouth 10 a.m. Friday, Drexel 3 p.m. Saturday. All of that action is held in the Halsey Fieldhouse squash courts, and admission for that is free. Men's track and field, the Navy Invitational, 11 a.m. on Saturday, held at the Wesley Brown Fieldhouse, and admission will be free. And then men's gymnastics back in action. It's the Blue and Gold Intersquad meet Saturday at noon at McDonough Hall. Admission for that is free. Do want to alert you, next Thursday, it'll be the Army-Navy swim meet, and Rowdy Gaines will join me for all the action on Patriot League TV. So if you can't be in Annapolis and on the yard to watch the action of the head-to-head competition, you'll be able to get it on Patriot League TV as the great Olympian Rowdy Gaines and world champion joins us for all the action of Army-Navy swimming coming up. Bill Roberts Club ready to go and ready to dominate another one for the United States Naval Academy, as they've become certainly the team to beat over the years in the Patriot League and certainly in this Army-Navy meet from a head-to-head standpoint. Again, don't forget, it's Army and Navy, brought to you by USAA, coming up on Saturday, December the 12th. We'll go more in depth with head coach Ken Niumatalolo, offensive coordinator Ryan Jasper, and defensive coordinator Dale Pearson coming up next week as the Mids get set to try and beat Army for a 14th consecutive time, as the Mids will debut some outstanding uniforms as well. They have been wildly received on social media, and even Keenan Reynolds made it back to the front page this week of the Nissan ESPN Heisman voting poll, which, for the fan vote, he's in the lead. That'll do it for our program this week. As always, we appreciate you joining us. We'll do it again next week as the Navy midshipmen get set for the Black Knights of Army. We'll recap Navy in Oregon, and get you set for Navy and VMI in basketball as well. Until then, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. Go Navy! And by Constellation, America's energy choice.